336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls. Good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, the numbers are 918-336-1400. Our toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. And we're looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. We're not looking for any business advertising, licensed or running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And I'm here till 9:30. Our time now is 9:13. Again, call while you can get in. 918-336-1400. With that, I'll be right back.
Custom audio, video design, and installation with a personal touch. The Audio Video Doctor, Mike Dutcher, can create a custom entertainment package to meet your needs and your budget.
Sometimes I'll come to a home and a guy will have a receiver and some older speakers, and the older speakers don't sound so well, but just upgrading the speakers only and keeping their existing receiver can do wonders for a home entertainment system.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206, the Audio Video Doctor.
As the season rolls on, we carry St. Louis Cardinals baseball on AM 1400, FM 93.3, and now FM 95.1. K1.
Line drive and stays fair. It's a home run. Get fair, baby. Get fair. Home run for Yadier Molina. All right.
Listen to the Redbirds search for another pennant on K1. Thanks to United Linen and Uniform, our best wealth management. Tacos Maria, Total Communications, Total CSI, Bartnett IP, The Dunges, Family of Autos, and United Rentals. Listen to the St. Louis Cardinals all season long on K1. Listen to John Rooney.
Cardinal Baseball on 1400 K1.
And Mike Shannon.
Cardinal Baseball on FM 93.3.
And now serving Osage County on FM 95.1. The St. Louis Cardinals on K1.
Stay connected with K1 text messaging. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered immediately to you on your phone. Sign up today at BartlesvilleRadio.com. K1 text is brought to you by Dunges Family of Autos, Bob Loftus Furniture, and Brian Kennedy Farmers Insurance Agency. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered to you on your phone. Only on K1 text. And welcome back to Consumer Call. Today's Maple Street Meat Market poll question is, do you use a new towel every time you bathe, or do you reuse it? I use one at a time, so I'm putting down I do not reuse it. I use a new towel. Now, you can let me know what you do. 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or go to the K1, KYFM, KPGM Facebook page, and you can vote there. And our poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Again, do you use a new towel every time you bathe, or do you reuse your old one? And I said, I use a new one. And let's go to our phone lines. Good morning. How may I help you? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right.
Good.
I got this washer for sale.
Okay.
It's a Maytag washer, manufactured by Whirlpool. It's got all Whirlpool parts in it. It's heavy duty shipping capacity. It's got the stainless steel drum in it. I'm asking $65 for it. And if anybody's interested, give me a call at 918-327-1821.
All right, Joe. And again, you have that washer. I assume that it's white, heavy-duty, super-capacity. Uh-huh. It's a Maytag brand made by Whirlpool. Has all Whirlpool parts in it. It has a stainless steel drum, and he's asking $65. 918-327-1821 and ask for Joe.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Well,
take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye now. Our time now is 9:17. Again, that was Joe, and he has a washer for sale. It's a Maytag made by Whirlpool. Has Whirlpool parts in it. Stainless steel drum, asking $65. It's heavy duty, super capacity, white in color. 918-327-1821. Ask for Joe. With that, I'll be right back.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Smoother, faster, easier to use. That's what you expect from any update on an app for your phone. And we've delivered. Head to the Google Play Store or Apple Store to get the latest version of the KWON Radio smartphone app. News, weather, sports, and community events from KWON have never been easier to access. There's even a button now for you to sound off and tell us what you think. It's free thanks to Arvest Bank and Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and available at the Google Play Store and Apple Store from KWON Radio.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Our time now is 9:18. Seeing no phone calls, let's go ahead and check in with Alan Crone about our weather.
The start of fall, the autumnal equinox, occurs later today, and the calendar and the weather is going to match up for at least a little bit. The pattern will change, and this will bring us warmer weather as we head into the weekend and especially early next week. But enjoy this nice taste of fall weather. It's cool and chilly out the door. Lecce, our 70s, a high today, 78. Tomorrow morning, upper 40s and lower 50s. Highs tomorrow, the lower 80s. We'll have a south wind returning Thursday at 10 to 15 miles per hour. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crum.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. Right now, it is beautiful out. Sunny skies. Right now, it's 59 degrees at 919. Looking for that high of 78 today with a low of 48 this evening and then tomorrow. Pretty much the same thing. Maybe a little bit warmer, high of around 82 with a low of 43. Plenty of sunshine to go around. Partly cloudy skies or partly sunny skies, whatever you want to say, for Friday. High of 90 with a low of 48. So it's looking really good, looking fall and feeling fall. I love it. Let's go to our phone lines. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning. Is it me?
That is you.
Okay. I think the question, poll question of the day today was bordering on asking for TMI. Too much information, but I'll say, no, I reuse it.
You reuse it, okay.
Anyway, have a great day.
All right, you too. Take care. Bye-bye now. All right, of course, he's referring to our Maple Street Meat Market poll question. Do you use a new towel every time you bathe, or do you reuse it? He says he reuses his. I don't. I just always get a new one and every time I bathe. 918-336-1400. You can let me know what you do, or you can go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or you can go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page and vote there. And our poll question today comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeeville, Kansas. Our time now, 9:20, time for our Oklahoma Energy Report. It's a three-minute report, and then after that, we'll do our doggone report. So I'll be back with more of Consumer Calls in about 4 to 5 minutes.
Here's the latest energy news from the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, powered by OKEnergyToday.com. I'm Dave Lanning. November West Texas Intermediate crude and November gasoline prices settling mixed yesterday. Gasoline at a fresh one-week low. A weaker dollar was positive for crude oil prices, along with the outlook for stronger global jet fuel demand. Ongoing concerns about contagion from China's property debt crisis pressured stock prices yesterday, which undercut confidence in the economic outlook and is negative for energy demand and crude prices. A slow return of U.S. crude production in the Gulf is supportive of prices here. As of yesterday afternoon, 320,909 barrels per day of U.S. crude production in the Gulf still offline. The resumption of U.S. Gulf crude production was delayed last week by the storm Nicholas. Meanwhile, Royal Dutch Shell says that its crude oil and natural gas platforms in the Gulf received more damage from Hurricane Ida than initially suspected. Natural gas trying to stabilize after yesterday's 3% plus tumble and a four-day slide from last week's fresh 2021 high. Significantly, natural gas appears to be trying to form a bearish island reversal on the weekly chart, where an extension of the current weekly candle body lower to near last week's weekly candle body low increases dramatically, with the likelihood for another red weekly candle next week. Checking those prices at the close yesterday, November West Texas Intermediate crude was up 35 cents, $70.49. December up 41, $70.14. January up 46 at $69.67. November Brent crude up 44 cents, $74.36. December up 50 at $73.57. January up 50 cents, $72.76. October natural gas down 18, $4.80. November down 18 cents at $4.84 per million BTU. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.
The Oklahoma Standard brings out our best, and it's time for us to step up. States surrounding us are protecting their citizens from secondhand smoke. But in Oklahoma, workers are still exposed to it on the job. Kids aren't protected from it in cars. And we're all exposed to cancer-causing secondhand smoke-filled air in unprotected spaces. That's not okay. It's time to get serious about keeping everyone safe from secondhand smoke. Because looking out for each other is what the Oklahoma Standard is all about. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
And the barking dogs are bringing in the Doggone Report. And on report today, we have two blonde-furred female dogs found at the 800 block of Madison Boulevard. One has long hair, the other has short hair. Very friendly dogs. And if they belong to you, please call Colleen or Liz at 918-333-3814. Of course, the young male mute swan still missing. From Shadow Lake Village, please call Linda at 918-338-2439 if you spot him or see him or find him. He has brown and white feathers. So anyway, that is our Doggone Report for today. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on a report, though, you can visit our website, bartlesvilleradio.com. Click on the Community tab, then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up. You can see everything there. If you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to bartlesvilleradio.com. It's a free service. Click on the Submit tab. It'll open up. There's a form you fill out. You answer questions. Give as much information as possible about the animal. And at the end, you can upload a picture. Once you hit the Submit button, be patient with us, as it does not go to the website. It does go to us. We take care of what we need to and send it on its way. You can still call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. You can also email me, Sharon, that's Sharon, at bartlesvilleradio.com. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as fast as I can and get it all taken care of for you and have it on our website as soon as possible. And remember, this is all a free service. That is our Doggone Report for today.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWOM.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Remember now, this week is homecoming at Dewey High School. And today being Wednesday, it is Jersey Day at Dewey High School. The homecoming royalty interviews continue on our sister station, KRIG 104.9, tonight at 5:45 with Jelena Bumko, I think is how she says it, and Will Bauman, compliments of Bartnet IP. Anyway, you want to hear that at about 5:45 this evening on our sister station, KRIG 104.9, and see what they have to say. Our time now is almost 9:27. I still have time to take another call or so, and you can do that by calling me at 918-336-1400, toll-free 1-800-749-5936, and items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Remember, our Maple Street Meat Market poll question today is, do you use a new towel every time you bathe, or do you reuse it? Let me know. 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or you can go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page, and you can vote there. And the poll question today comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. And lots of things happening this week. The homecomings, what we've got going on monthly, though, I'll let you know about that. Some things that are happening here. The Sooner Junior Mini Golf is open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings from 6 to 10 through the end of September at Sooner Park in Bartlesville. They will host parties throughout the week by appointment, so you can do that. That's always fun to get out and do. Some other things that are happening that you might want to attend. Washington County SPCA will hold a fundraiser benefiting the homeless animals of Washington County this Saturday at the Washington County Fairgrounds. Doors open at 5. Mini games begin at 5:30 with regular games at 7. Tickets are $13 in advance or $15 at the door. And just know that that is a worthy cause to go to because it helps all those little animals that are homeless and need some loving and some new homes. So that will go for that. Things that are just happening around Bartlesville is what we're talking about. Some recurring events, though, that are always here. American Legion Post 105 meets every second Monday at 6:30 at Elder Care. And these are some radio reminders brought to you today by the courtesy of Davis Family Funeral Home and Crematory, Walker Brown and Dewey Chapels. Anyway, I'm just about out of time for any more calls today, but I'll be back in tomorrow with more consumer calls at the same time. That's 9:10 till 9:30 on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3 and 95.1. Have a beautiful day and stay well.
I was reading Proverbs, and I came across Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which was a verse I memorized in Vacation Bible School back at my Baptist Church in my hometown.